This is the Tuesday, August 3rd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Got a little Olympics, some baseball coming your way, as promised. And every weekday, we'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Tyler Fulgham. Some point spread drama, Tyler, last night in the closing seconds of USA's win over Spain. You got the closing number of Spain plus 15. You covered. If not, why is Durant dunking in a dribble-out opportunity? So a lot of fun there. Anything change for you with the U.S. in the comeback? But they were down by 10, though.
No, this is my last stand, Custer's last stand against the United States, because I do think Australia will be the most difficult team that they face potentially in this entire tournament. I took Spain as my dog of the day, and it was a close, tight game up until that run in the fourth quarter. I do think Australia is even a little bit better than Spain. So this is the last time I will fade Team USA. If they make it to the gold game, then I will be back on backing red, white, and blue. But we remember what happened earlier in the exhibition games when Australia matched up with Team USA. Got to take into account that USA is playing better, especially closing games out. But Australia might be the best or second best team in this tournament.
Yeah, I agree with you that Australia is legit. I know Spain was the reigning World Cup champs, but I just think this version of Australia, although no Aaron Baines on that one. But let's get to today's action. I have another water polo play for the people. We'll go to the men's in a little bit. But first, anything on the diamond you have circled?
Yeah, I have a few games on the diamond circled. I'm going to go back to Yankees and Orioles, going to play over the total of 9.5, 10, depending on where you're looking there. The Yankees offense just did not show up with that first opportunity to impress fans at Yankee Stadium with the new lineup. Jorge Lopez, of all people, absolutely shoved against them. But the Orioles, as they've been prone to do this season, got to a left-handed starter, hit Andrew Haney for 4 solo shots and won the game. So with another lefty on the bump for the Yankees, Nestor Cortez, I think the Orioles would provide some offense. And I do think the Yankees offense bounces back again against an Orioles staff and bullpen that usually is not good. One other game I like for an under is, especially after the trade deadline, Doug, I'm going to try and attack the Miami Marlins. I'm going to try and attack the Washington Nationals, the Chicago Cubs, teams that just sold off all of their offense. And the Cubs are in Coors Field, a total of 11.5. You know, I've been liking playing unders at Coors Field this season because the Rockies offense just isn't that great. And now the Cubs offense has literally no one there. So 11.5, even at Coors Field, for two offenses that are just as poor as they are now, I'll play the under there. I'll play the over at Yankee Stadium with the Orioles and the Yankees.
Yeah, no, it's funny. A lot of dogs barked yesterday. We all liked Seattle against Tampa. That got there. Now, I was on the Giants. That was one of the few favorites that did cover. But, it is I can't blame you at all. I actually know a guy who's fading the Cubs AAA team because if all the bats got called up, it's not like they reload. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind. I mean, I'm going to target the Red Sox. I think just Richards, he's been shaky, obviously, but so are the Tigers. They're $1.45 road favorites. So I'm going to look at the over here and the team total for the Red Sox. I don't love Richards, but I think they get the win. I just don't want to lay it on the road. So that's one team that I have circled. And it was great call on the Orioles being solid against lefties. And they certainly got there with the offense. So well done on that front yesterday. I did want to point that out. But yeah, no, these teams are shaky. This is what September does, or August and September does, is late season, content, if you will. And it is worth mentioning that this is not the same as earlier in the season. But what else you got on the diamond?
I think that's about all I got. The Houston Astros LA Dodgers game is going to be obviously a fun one. I would lean towards the under there because Buehler's on the bump and McCullers is a pretty decent pitcher. But I mean, I think that's obviously priced pretty tight because of the matchup and how good those teams are. We're still waiting for some lines as of this morning on a couple other teams I want to attack. I think the Mets are playing the Marlins again. attacking the Marlins there is a good spot. I didn't see a line there this morning, but a lot of unders now for these teams that sold. That's kind of been my theme for the last few halves of the season or last couple months of the season until the market corrects. A lot of unders for these offenses and betting against these teams that sold off all their, you know, viable, valuable offensive assets at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm going to go for to the Olympics, and we've been tracking this water polo. I think the U.S. have a really tough ask ahead of them with facing Spain. I believe the lone undefeated in group play. They won their group of death. They've been look outstanding. The U.S. limping in. They took care of the two wins they had to, lost the other games. It's just a tough ask. I think Spain minus 3.5 is a good play. It's up to 4.5 flat at some other places. That's a little less inviting, but I'd still lay it at 4.5 flat juice. And then Greece against Montenegro. Greece has been outstanding, kind of one of the surprises so far. I think they beat Montenegro. I don't like the goalie play out of Montenegro. So those are my two water polo plays. Nothing like yesterday when we had Spain against China and the women's side. This one should be exciting. A lot of coin flip games. Not the U.S. game, but the other three quarterfinals should be awesome. Anything else to add before we hit the road?
No, I think that's it. Nothing in the in basketball, in the Olympics, pardon me. Like I said, wasn't a sprinter. You know, I know you were in the pool, so you've been keen and sharp on all these water sports in the Olympics. But last stand, like I said, with Team USA against Australia when they play. And if they do get by that, then I may have to just eat my crow and back the red, white, and blue emotionally and with my dead presidents in the gold medal game.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure if you were on the pod tomorrow, so I wanted to get your reaction on that one as well.
And obviously,
Slovenia's been trucking people, so they're formidable, lurking in the other side of the bracket, and they're actually favored over France in their semifinal game. But thanks to everyone for listening. We'll have the show back at our usual time slot today at 6 Eastern on ESPN2.